Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Ward, and in this show we're going to talk about accessing multiple data providers in Web Intelligence 3.1. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check me out on my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. In accessing multiple data providers in Webby, the first order of business is adding queries. You add your first query as you normally do by opening up the query panel after selecting a universe. Upon successful completion of that query and running it, you would come back to the query panel and add a second query, a third, a fourth, and you can literally add in as many different queries as you would like. You also have the opportunity to duplicate a query. So maybe for some particular reason, you had a fairly complex one and you did not want to go through the manual process, you could duplicate it and then make the minor modifications to it and run that query yet again. If you end up with extra queries, you don't want to keep those around, because when you have multiple queries in a report or in a document and you refresh at the document level, you refresh all the queries. Redundant queries will not help you out. You can delete those queries, leave only the ones in that you do need. One of the nice features of Webby in the multiple data provider world is that when you do create multiple queries, it creates a series of tabs on the bottom. These tabs very much parallel the speed menu concept that we're used to doing in reporting. A useful thing to do is to map the tab for the query to a corresponding tab in the report viewer. It makes it much easier for you to map back and forth which query is feeding which of the report tabs. Although that's not required, it certainly makes it a lot easier. And you might want to reorder your tabs at the query panel level in a particular order, which you can also do. As you run those multiple queries and build those, you have options for running those against the same universe or many different universes. Of course, if you're using the Webby Rich Client product, which we address in a different course, in a different section, you could also be accessing a personal data file like Excel, personal text files of any type as well. So as you add your various queries and you get your confirmation boxes and so on, you always have an opportunity for each and every query to insert that particular results of that new query into its own separate report tab. And it's a recommended way to go for new users, especially so that you see the output and you can review and get familiar with the output. As you build all of your queries and get all of your output reports generated and get them in kind of a good order, as well as a good naming convention to map them, keeping in mind that you can also apply combinations of query filters along the way, now the real job begins, and that is, how do I link all the data together? Your ultimate goal when you are merging dimensions together across multiple queries is to get the data to synchronize. What does synchronization mean? That if I pull a series of measures from multiple queries into one single combined report, which is our goal, that all of the numbers line up correctly. Well, if I have not linked correctly, they will not line up, and I won't end up with the numbers being displayed at the proper aggregate level. So let's review what some of the rules are, and then we'll talk a little bit more specifically about that. As you bring in those multiple queries, any number of dimensions can be merged. You can only merge dimension objects that have common data format. Very important point. Typically in our examples that we look at, you'll see an example where we look at the month coming in from two different queries or two distinct queries. In that first query, your months may defined as your standard 1 through 12. In your second query, they're all Jan, Feb, Mar, and so on. Correspondingly, in the same two queries, you have quarter dot defined as Q1, 2, 3, 4, literally in both. As you look at those queries and you look at those dimension objects, you can detect very easily, very quickly, that you will be able to link quarters and you will not be able to link the months. Okay? So any number of data providers can be linked, providing they are compatible data. Measures will always aggregate to the most common dimension. So were you to pull in four separate queries and pull in measures from four separate queries, reports actually, into one single document, and you see different levels of aggregation for each of those various measures beyond the first query, you'll be able to tell, oh, I've partially linked in this particular query, and I may have only linked even at a lower level or not at all in some of the other queries. So you need to get into the habit of looking closely at your measures. The measures always give you a clue as to whether you're fully, partially, or not linked at all. Now, one of the big things that people often come up with is a way to get around the problem with the incompatible data, the month example that we just talked about. So you think about the section on formulas and variables, and you define a new variable. And you can create that new variable using an if function, for example. You could remap all the months that are three character, Jan, Feb, Mar, and convert those into months 1 through 12. Very common thing we do all the time, very easy to do. You can then in turn drag that particular object into your report, in the report viewer. Make it a column in one of your blocks, one of your reports. You can provide ranking, breaking, sorting. You can do all kinds of other calculations with it very, very easily. And then we get down to the merging dimensions, and now we hit a very interesting situation that says you cannot link. Local variables cannot be linked. So that will not resolve the issue. This is a situation where you would end up going back to the universe designer. They would in turn have to make a decision as to whether to redefine the object as it's currently defined in the universe, or create a new object, a new dimensioned object, in fact, that you in turn then could use later on, primarily for the purposes of linking. Now again, if you are a Webby rich client user, you have another avenue available to you. Kind of an old trick from the old full client days, where you could dump that data, or save that output into Excel, go into Excel and actually directly edit it, or maybe create a duplicate column and modify it. Then you can turn back around and bring in that Excel as a separate new data provider. One of the beauties of Webby Rich Client is exactly that. By doing that and bringing it back in, you've in effect gotten around the problem of having an object in your universe that you cannot fix. Do keep in mind that's an enhancement that's in the Webby Rich Client product only. Data can be case sensitive also if the underlying database is. If you have a large CIS system and you have it loaded upper lowercase, and you have another application you're accessing where it's all uppercase, the process of merging could present some very interesting problems for you. So you have to be very, very careful. When you merge dimensions, all you do is basically hit the merge dimension button. It's up in the upper left-hand corner to the right of the create variable button. You would click the merge dimension button. What it opens up is a giant window with a series of panes. And you'll see as you go across, on the left side is the merge dimension area where it designates all the dimensions that have had been merged with a corresponding trail all the way across. Then you have a series of panes going down. Each one of those panes represent a different query. If you had three queries, you'll have three of those. If you have nine queries, you'd have nine going across. Your job is to highlight which dimensions, using the multi-select concept, you might select an object from the first query, jump over to the third column, select a different one there, over to the fifth column, and so on. You multi-select across. You can hit the values button if you want to verify the data. You would then hit the merge button. You go through some verification screens or two, an opportunity to rename the new combined dimension, and they're automatically linked. And you will do this step by step for each and every combination of dimensions. Should you have dimensions that are incompatible, don't worry about it. It's not going to let you merge them. You might have had month and month, the one we referenced earlier, in two queries sitting next to each other. When you highlight the first month, it will gray out the second. When you highlight the second, it will gray out the first. That's Webby's way of saying, no, I'm not going to allow you to do something that's not going to work correctly. So rather than getting skewed or funny looking numbers or some other type of display character, it grays it out and doesn't allow you to do any linking whatsoever. Again, assuming that the objects are incompatible from under the covers, from the data perspective. You don't have to link everything, but you link those things that do need to be linked. Now, there are certain things you don't have to worry about. There are certain dimension objects that when you open up the merge dimension window will automatically be there. Now, how does that happen? There's a feature in Webby called auto merge. It's turned on automatically. If you select your document properties option off the speed menu, right click on your tab on the bottom, select document properties, over on the right side, what will you see? There's an option in there with a checkbox for auto merge. Uncheck that or leave it checked. And what auto merge means is whenever I bring in queries, multiple queries, if it's against the same universe and you see a common dimension, automatically merge or link it together. And those would automatically show up already as being merged. So you wouldn't even have to do that when you open up the merge dimension window. What if you, just the converse, you wanted to be able to unmerge those because you didn't want those linked? Then you could merely highlight selectively the in the merge dimension section those that you need to unmerge, and you may have four or five linked, and you only need to unmerge several of them. You can multi-select just those one or two. You can use the remove option, and you can unmerge those. In either case, whether you are merging or unmerging, if you were to go back to the report viewer and look at the report, by merging, you'll see all of your numbers line up correctly. So if you were looking at year quarter data across two different universes, and you brought in measures from both, the measures from the second query prior to the link would be grand total values. Now you'll notice that the values automatically recalculate themselves, semantically dynamic, and now all the numbers line up correctly. One of the important things you must remember is to always make sure that in the report viewer you sort not alphabetically but by query. Because now that we're in the merge dimension area, it's extremely important that you track which queries, each of the separate queries, as well as which objects came from each query. You're concerned about the dimensions for linking, and you're concerned about the measures that you're trying to bring together. In order to do that, you have to make sure you've got your compatible objects and so on, you've got your dimensions in there, and by sorting it by query, it makes it easier for you to identify and see those things that are out there. Remember, when merging common universes, your queries based on the same one are automatically linked unless you uncheck the auto merge feature. And if you don't want them, then you would have to unmerge those options as well. So you want to be very, very careful as you build your multiple queries. You want to come up with a nice naming convention for the tabs. You may want to map those query tabs to a corresponding report tab. Create a combined reporting tab where you pull all of the numbers together. As a general rule, I always try to pull all of my dimensions from as few of queries as possible. And then I drag in all the various measures and link those all together and place them all next to each other in the combined report. And I've completed the merging and or unmerging process. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question or comment box below. If you're interested in viewing any of my other shows, search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Ward. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.